Religious practice has declined. The abuse crisis has damaged trust. Beyond our shores, war and violence scars human lives, not least in Gaza, Ukraine, and Sudan. And yet, many have not stopped following. Some of them may follow more quietly now, more cautiously. Faith has not disappeared, but the way people follow has changed. The question before us is not whether the church will return to the high levels of religious practice of 50 or 100 years ago. The real question is whether we are willing to follow Jesus as he calls us now in the circumstances we actually face. It is also worth noting that even in our strongly secularized society, there are small signs of a renewed interest in the Word of God, especially among some younger people, the so-called iGens. It seems that some find the well-being focus in school, college, and wider culture threadbare, and are discovering a renewed curiosity about Scripture, a search for silence and meaning, and a willingness to listen rather than dismiss. It will be interesting to see how this trend unfolds.